Welcome to our read-along of January, a Victory Garden calendar for boys and girls. This book is exclusively available right now in our Farmhouse Library membership, but we do have just the January book, but not the rest of the months, available as a free PDF download you can find in the description. Anytime that you hear the chime, you can go ahead and flip the page if you would like to follow along in person. January, a Victory Garden Calendar for Boys and Girls. From a Little Garden Calendar for Boys and Girls, published in 1905 by Albert Bigelow Payne. Chapter 1. You May Begin Your Garden Right Away. This is the story of a year, and begins on New Year's Day. It is the story of a garden, a little garden, and of a little boy and girl who owned the garden, and of the chief gardener who helped them. And the name of the little boy was David, after his grandfather. So they called him Davy, because when grandfather was a little boy, he had been called Davy, and this little boy wanted to be just as his grandfather had been, just the same kind of little boy with the same name and all. And the name of the little girl was Prudence, and she was called Prue, for when her mother was a little girl, she had been called Prue, and the chief gardener still called her that sometimes when he did not call her just Mama. And the little girl was 5 years old, and the little boy was most 7, going on 7. The little boy always said when you asked him. The garden was in a window at first, in 2 windows side by side, called a double window. It had to be in a window because outside it was very cold, and the snow was white and deep on the beds where the chief gardener had flowers and vegetables in summertime. Prue and Davy were looking out on this white, snow-covered garden on New Year's afternoon. Christmas was over and spring seemed far away, and there had been so much snow that they were tired of their sleds. "I wish it would be warm again," said Davy, "so there would be strawberries and nice things to eat in the garden, don't you, Prue?"
"And nice green grass and dandelions and pink and morning glory," said Prue, who loved flowers.
Then the little girl went over to where the chief gardener was reading. She leaned over his knee and rocked it back and forth.
"Will it ever be warm again?" she asked. "Will we ever have another garden?"
The chief gardener turned another page of his paper. Prue rocked his knee harder.
"I want it to be warm," she said. "I want it to be warm so we can plant flowers."
"And things," put in Davy. "Nice things to eat, peas and berries and radishes."
"Oh, Davy, you always want things to eat," said the little girl. "We've just had our New Year's dinner."
"But I'd be hungry again before things grew, wouldn't I? And you like strawberries too, and shortcake." The chief gardener laid down his paper. "What's all this about strawberry shortcake and morning glories?" he asked.
"We want it to be warm," said Prue, "so we can have a garden with pinks and pansies."
"And peas," began Davy. "And a shortcake tree," put in the chief gardener, "with nice shortcakes covered with whipped cream hanging on all the branches. That would suit you, wouldn't it, Davy boy?" The very thought of a tree like that made Davy silent with joy, but Prue still rocked his knee and talked.
"When will it be warm? When can we have a garden?" she kept asking.
"It is warm now in this room," said the chief gardener, "and you may begin your garden right away if you like." The children looked at him, not knowing just what he meant. "In the window," he went on, "there are 2 side by side. They are a part of the garden, you know, for we always see the garden through them in summer. You remember, we said last year they were like frames for it. Now suppose we really put a little piece of the garden in the windows." Prue was already dancing.
"Oh, yes, and I shall have pansies and roses and hollyhocks and pinks and morning glories
And I'll have peaches and apples and strawberries and peas and a field of corn and wheat," laughed the chief gardener, "and a grove of coconut trees. What magic windows we must have to hold all the things you have named. They will be like the pack of Santa Claus, never too full to hold more."
"But can't we have all the things we like?" asked Davy anxiously.
"Not quite all, I'm afraid. The hollyhocks and roses that Prue wants do not bloom the first year from seed. It would hardly pay to plant them in a window garden. And as for peach and apple trees, I'm afraid you would get very tired waiting for them to bear. It takes at least 5 years for apple trees to give us fruit, often much longer. Peach trees bear about the third year. I think we would better try a few things that bloom and bear a little more quickly. And that concludes chapter one. Go ahead and read chapter two, How to Grow Vegetables Together as a Family, and then watch the video that corresponds in your course packet. This has been a preview of our Victory Gardening for Kids book series and online course, exclusively available in our Farmhouse Library membership. This course includes a printable ebook/unit study for every month of the year with audio read-alongs and DIY videos that tell the story of Davy Prue and the Chief Gardener as you learn together historic wartime Victory Garden knowledge covering starting seeds indoors, hardening and transplanting, building cold frames, what and when to plant, and even harvesting and preserving, canning, how to store produce over the winter, and how to cook with the harvest for the holidays. It even has a few fun projects to use your harvest to make cute little toys and projects. Now, in our Farmhouse Library membership, you also get access to over 200 more books, courses, audios, and bonuses. So if you would like more information, go ahead and click the link in the description.